This is St. Louis Public Radio. Though Republicans in Congress have so far been unable to repeal the Affordable Care Act, President Donald Trump used his executive authority to peel back parts of the law. Last week, the administration announced it would stop paying cost-sharing reductions to insurance companies, sparking fears of insurance rate hikes just before enrollment season. St. Louis Public Radio's Duri Buscarin spoke with Joe Batani of Arch Brokerage to find out more.
More than half of Missourians who buy insurance on healthcare.gov have plans that are subsidized by federal cost-sharing reductions, but they probably don't know it. The payments go directly to insurance companies to help bring down deductibles and co-pays. Federal tax credits for premiums will still be paid. Joe Batani, an insurance broker who also serves as president of the St. Louis Association of Health Underwriters, says that if cost sharing goes away, the cost of all individual insurance plans will rise.
The impact is going to be primarily on the market themselves. So the law mandates that insurers reduce the cost share for enrollees. The insurance companies will have to maintain those reductions. What will happen is that the insurers will be out the reimbursement or subsidy that the federal government was paying. In reality, that means they're going to raise premiums.
Estimates for how much premiums will go up range from 15 to 20%. Batani doesn't think Missouri companies will hike rates so close to enrollment season this year, but state law would allow them to.
People that I see getting hurt the most are the people that pay the full premium. So we have a lot of small business owners. They buy an individual policy, whether it's through the exchange or off the exchange, but they pay the full premium. And so if rates are going up, what we saw was in the neighborhood of 20% anyway, and then you add 20% on top of that, we're going to see rate increases in the 40 to 50% range, and the people that don't get a tax credit are going to bear the brunt of that.
Republicans in Congress and President Trump say the Affordable Care Act is failing, that rates for individual plans have shot up too fast, and that it's a drain on taxpayers. But the actions the president is taking right now are triggering higher premiums. So what do you think the strategy is?
So personally, I don't see a logical decision here in reducing the cost share reductions. The estimates that I've seen from various sources are that the cost to the federal government is higher based on removing cost share reductions because of those increase in premiums. So in my opinion, this is not a cost savings motivation. It could be an undermining motivation, you know, an attempt to undermine the law and then to drive other action because of that. I think there's a possibility it's a negotiation technique, you know, that this is a way to make the markets even more unstable in the effort to force some legislation that hasn't been passed.
An unstable market, Batani explains, affects everyone. Fewer companies may be willing to offer plans in Missouri, which is already having a hard time attracting them. And if healthy people leave the market because it's too expensive, insurance becomes pricier for the sicker people who really need it. People with insurance through their employer are covered by many of the same companies that offer plans on the exchange.
Yeah, I think my concern here is that there's a lot of politics on both sides being played, and it does dramatically impact people directly. At some point, we have to address the cost. A lot of the regulations address who's paying the bill, but the bottom line is the cost continues to escalate and at an unsustainable level.
That was Joe Batani of Arch Brokerage in St. Louis. On Tuesday, two U.S. senators announced a bipartisan bill that would reinstate cost-sharing subsidies temporarily. But it's unclear if there's enough support in Congress for it to pass. In the meantime, open enrollment for healthcare.gov and other exchanges starts on November 1st. I'm Duri Buscarin, St. Louis Public Radio.